Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity to share your word. God, I ask you to speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God. I ask you to touch all those that will be seeing this video, Lord God, that they would open up and allow you to speak to them. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I will be talking about refining. When I prayed and just asked God what to speak, he said, right now we are in the refining process. And I looked up refine, it means to free of impurities or unwanted material, to become pure or perfected. And then he took me to refinement. Refinement meaning an action or a process of refining, the quality or state of being refined, cultivated. And as I went on to look up cultivation and being cultivated, it means to prepare, to foster growth, to improve by labor, care, or study. So God said we are in a refining process, a cultivating process. During this time, I know a lot of people are getting antsy. They don't like being at home. They don't like the fact of not being able to do their normal routine. But sometimes God has to get our attention for us to be maybe fine-tuned, maybe for it to be a time of us just to worship, just to focus on him, just to allow him to come in and really just change us, mold us, and shape us into what he wants us to be. God said it's a time of us needing to be matured, us needing to just really seek his face more, really begin to get in his word and study and allow the gifts that he has given us to be pulled out of us. With refining, I think of it being a long process, it being a difficult process, because like a refiner would process gold, it goes through the fire and it takes a process for it to come out shining and sparkling and looking beautiful. And that's what God wants to do with us. That's what he's doing right now. Sometimes he has to strip away the things that we like, strip away the things that we're used to in order to get our attention. And now that he has our attention, what are we doing? Are we taking time to worship? Are we taking time just to get on our face before him? Are we taking time to maybe even bridging the gap with our family? Because maybe we haven't talked to them as much as we should have. Maybe we haven't built that connection like we should have had all this time. But now's the time, while he has our focus, for us to stop and just begin to worship, us begin to spend some time, quiet time, just listening to what he has to say. This week, as I begin to worship, and while there is downtime at work, I begin to just sit and say, God, what are you saying to me? What is it that I need to work on? What is it that I need to allow you to fine-tune? Maybe it's confidence. Maybe it's boldness. Maybe it's just you having a listening ear. Because maybe you say, God, I've been asking all these questions and you're not speaking to me. Have you stopped long enough just to sit in the stillness, just to hear from him? Just to hear what he has to say. He's fine-tuning us. And with this, the first scripture he took me to is, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them of their sins and I will heal the land. It's taking us during this time, we need to humble ourselves. We need to really begin to pray and really begin to seek his face. Turn from those things that you know you've been struggling with. Now's the time to say, okay, God, free me of these things so that when we come out of this state that we're in, that I will be matured, I will be better, I will have more focus on God. We have to allow ourselves to get to a point where we humble ourselves and say, God, I need you. I can't make it on my own. I don't want to do things my own way, but God, I need you. Allow him to fine tune you. Allow him to prep you. Allow him to show you what it is that he wants you to do. The next thing God said is during this time, we must humble, we must turn, and we must seek God. He wants to fine tune us. So he has to strip those things off of us. And us being in the state we're in, it's a time for him to get our attention. Because a lot of people don't like this process or this pause that we have going on all around the world. They don't like it right now. Why? Because they have to be alone. They have to be at home. It's a time to be quiet. It's a time to listen. It's a time to focus on God. You know, my sisters have been posting these remedy sessions. And they've been asking different people, what is your remedy during this time? What's getting you through during this time? And as we're going through this fine-tuning process, what is it that you're doing to help you to come out better than what you went into this? Are you praying? Are you worshiping? Are you setting aside time just to say, God, here I am. I'm a vessel and I want you to use me. Not so that I could be seen, but so that you can pour into me and pull out of me and birth some things out of me. But God, I have to humble myself. And God, I come saying, God, I need you. During this time, we have to allow God to fine tune us. So the next scripture that I went to was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. We have to seek God's face. We have to humble ourselves and say, God, I need you. I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to order my steps. I want you to give me direction. But it takes us seeking God first in everything. So that's the next thing he said is during this time, we need to seek his kingdom. We need to seek his ways. We need to seek his guidance. The next scripture I want to go to is Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. It says, this third I will put into fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, you are my people. And I will say, the Lord is. And you will say, the Lord is our God. During this time, as he's refining us and as he's purifying us, we need to call upon God. Instead of looking to answers in the world or many different things, a lot of us get caught up in the world of looking to the answer of maybe the emptiness in our lives. We try and fill it with shopping. We try and fill it with caffeine. We try and fill it with all these material things, but now it's time for us to stop because we can't go to all those different places. We can't do the same things we used to do. Now it's time for us to fill that with God. Turn to him and seek his face and allow him to fill us. Allow him to fine tune us. Allow him to begin to mold us. So with that, he said, we need to call upon his name. We need to really begin to call upon him and seek his face. The next scripture he took me to is Proverbs 10, verse 25. It said, when the storm had swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand forever. When all this is over and done with, are you going to stand on his word? Are you going to continue to be in communication with him? Are you going to continue to allow those gifts that he began to work in you? Are you going to allow those to shine for him like never before? Those things that he's been fine tuning in you, are you going to continue to exercise those gifts? And are you going to be able to stand on his word like never before? During this time, God wants to pull so much out of us, but it's up to us to open up and allow him to do it. It's up to us to say, God, here I am. I surrender all. I don't want to do it my own way. I don't want to do it out of my own strength. But God, I need your direction. I need your guidance. And the last scripture that he reminded me of is Malachi chapter 3. Verse 2 through 3, it says, but who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like the refiner's fire or the lender of the soap. He will sit as the refiner and purify his silver and purify. He will purify the Levites and refine them as gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. So when all this is said and done, will you be able to stand and know that God is with you? Will you have that boldness and know that God has birthed some things out of you? He has fine-tuned the gifts that he has put in, within you, and he wants to use you. Are you going to be able to stand firm on his word? That's what he wants us to do, to continue to stand. When we're done with this pause that we're going through all over the world and we're able to get back to somewhat of normal lifestyle, are you going to be ready to take a bold stance and stand on his word and say, you know what, in the midst of everything going on, I was not shaken. I was able to stand on his word and know that God is going to bring us through, to know that God is more than able, that God will do just what he said he was going to do. This reminded me of a story that I heard about, and I was telling my husband about it. It was a young boy, he was on a train, and while he was on the train, God said, just tell him about me. So he stood up and he said, you know, Jesus is coming back. He just kept telling him, Jesus is coming back and you need to be ready. One man stood up and he said, you know what? Shut up and sit down. You don't know if he's coming or not. You don't even know if he's real. And so the young boy, being ashamed, a little bit afraid, he sat down. And then God kept speaking to him. So he stood up again and said, no, God is coming back and will you be ready? Another gentleman stood up with his boy and he said, you know what? I could take you out right now. And the little boy stopped and said, Daddy, don't do it. He's sent by God. He's doing what God told him to do. And the man dropped to his knees and began to cry. And the young man said, well, why are you crying? What's wrong? He said, my boy was mute. He had never spoke until now. And he began to weep. If that young man would have been ashamed and wouldn't get up and allow God to use him, allow God to speak through him, that little boy might have still been mute. But because he was obedient to the call in his life, because he was able to stand firm on the word that he believes and knows that God told him to speak, that boy would have still been mute. But because he was obedient, because he listened to the call God had on his life, he was able to be that vessel that we are meant to be. So as we're going through this refining time and we're allowing him to speak to us, when this is all said and done, are you going to be able to stand and allow him to use you, allow him to work through you, and be that voice that someone else needs to hear? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this time. God, we ask that you continue to fine-tune us. We ask that you continue to cultivate the gifts within us. Continue to stir us up. Continue to strip away all the things that are not of you. God, but help us to look to you for our help, for our guidance. Help us to continue to press into your word, press into praise and worship, to continue to sit quietly and hear your voice, Lord God. God, that will continue to be vessels that you work in and through. God, that will continue to hear your voice and will obey what you commanded us to do. So as this pause begins to, as it comes to a close, Lord God, we ask that you help us to continue to stand on your word, to continue to be faithful and humble ourselves and allow you to speak through us, Lord God. Allow you to use us as you see fit. God, we thank you for fine-tuning us. We thank you for allowing us to be able to spend time, Lord God, with our families and spend more time with you and just worshiping you more, Lord God. We ask that you continue just to be with us, continue to refine us, continue to purify us, continue to show us your way. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.